always, around this time, we get you into God's Word to get our day started out right, get ourselves focused on the Lord. And joining us this week, the folks from Keep Watch will be in with us. And today,
we've got Ms. Vonda Hogle in. How are you, Ms. Vonda?
I'm well. How are you guys this morning?
We're good. Thanks for joining us.
Morning.
Well, of course.
Well, we're going to turn things over to you and let you share what God's laid on your heart, and then you can let us know what's going on with Keep Watch.
Great. Well, I'm just going to pray real quick and jump in here. So, God, I just thank you so much for the opportunity that we have to come together and to listen to what you have to say. So I just ask this morning, Father, that you would speak, that the things that would be said would go through the filter of the Holy Spirit, and those who are listening would hear exactly what you have for each and every one of us today. And I just ask for that in your name. Amen. Well, this morning, I want to take a look in John 13, and what's going on here is it's Jesus and the disciples, and they're sitting down for the Last Supper. And leading up to this, I mean, you have men who have spent like up to 3 years with him, and they've seen him do some things that might seem crazy to reach out to people and to demonstrate his love to them. I mean, he's talked to the woman at the well that, you know, society said she probably shouldn't have, that he should have shunned. He's healed lepers who others wouldn't even go near. Even amongst themselves are people that other people in society had judged and put into different categories of whether they were worthy to do things and how they viewed them. But they come to the Last Supper, and Jesus does some last thing to really kind of impact them. And I'm going to read some verses in 13, starting with verse 12, and it says, what he's done is he's washed their feet. He's done, you know, their feet are filthy. They've been walking around with sandals on. They take their sandals off, and he comes in, and he bows down before each and every one of them, and he washes their feet. And after that, it says, after washing their feet, he put his robe on and returned to his place at the table. And he says, do you understand what I just did? Jesus said, you've called me your teacher and Lord, and you're right, for that's who I am. So if I'm your teacher and Lord and have washed your dirty feet, then you should follow the example that I've set for you and wash the feet of others, not for each other. Now do for each other what I've just done for you. And I thought that's so powerful, because he's saying, you know, here you guys just thought of me in a high way. But what I'm saying is that I'm putting myself in a position to spew, that I don't think of, you know, walking around. My attitude isn't that I should be served. And he says in verse 17, so now put into practice what I've done for you, and you will experience a life of happiness enriched with untold blessing. And he goes then in the chapter, and he talks about his betrayal that's coming. And if you scroll down to the different things that he says to scroll down, can you tell him on my phone? If you go down to verse 34 and verses 35, after he's said all of this, he's talked about how he's going to be betrayed, he's going to be taken away. He kind of brings it back around, and he says, so I give you now a new commandment. Love each other just as much as I have loved you. For when you demonstrate that same love I have for you by loving one another, everyone will know that you're my true followers. And in the day that we're living, that we see so many people who are hurt, so many people who have felt as though they've been treated and have, not just felt, but that we see that, we understand that they've been treated unjustly, treated in certain ways, and have now, they're making protests, they're demonstrating, they're showing people that that's the way that, you know, what has happened. They're demonstrating that a lot of our streets across the country, right here in our city, different things that are going on. That word demonstrate just jumped out to me as I read this. It says, for you demonstrate the same love that I have for you by loving one another, everyone will know that you are my true followers. And today I just challenge us that we can say a lot of things. We can pontificate on what's going on and our communities and across our country and even across the world. But the way that we truly can have change, the way that we can truly do what Jesus has called all of us to do, is to demonstrate that love. How do we do that? You know, there's so many different ways. And there are the ways of standing with one another, of letting others know that they're being heard. But there's just the simple acts of treating one another with love, to treat each other the same way that we want to be treated. And I love the fact that he leaves them. This is one of the last things he says to them. This is a new commandment that I'm saying to you, that you need to love one another with the same love that I have loved with. And I truly believe that, especially we as believers, when we stand up and we start to do that consciously, when we start to do it in ways that we've not even thought of yet, to demonstrate that love to one another in our neighborhoods, in our communities, even within our homes, that that's when God's going to have an opportunity to really step in and make some huge changes in the way that we're living in our day and time. That's the word this morning that I have for us.
That's a good word for us, Vonda. Would you go ahead and pray again with our listeners?
Sure. God, I do thank you. I thank you that you didn't just give us instruction, but you sent your son to live that out so that we can see what it looks like, that we can see how when you say to love each other with that same love, we know what it's like because we've seen how you've loved those who are sick. We've seen how you've loved those who have been thought of as less. And yet it hasn't stopped you to love them, to go to places, to search them out, and to lavish that love. So, Father, I just ask today, as we go about our days, as we're at work, as we're at home, as we're just shopping or whatever it is, that you just bring that to light, that you make that on the forefront of our mind, that we can demonstrate the love that we have for those around us, same way that you loved us. And as we do that, God, that you would work through that to make huge changes in what we see before us. And I just ask for that today in your name. Amen.
Amen. Vonda Hogel joining us from Keep Watch, one of your many duties, I guess, but representing Keep Watch today. And of course, we partnered with Keep Watch throughout this year as we prayed for our schools throughout the year. Summer is in upon us now, but Keep Watch is not gone. You don't get the summer off. You've not gone on vacation.
Yeah. We've not gone dormant by any means. Real quick, for those who don't know what Keep Watch is, Keep Watch is in a ministry where we train and equip people to have prayer walks within schools, in school buildings once a week during the school year. And we've been around it corporately doing this for about, coming up on 6 years. And in that time, we are now in over 100, about 105 schools where we officially have prayer walks once a week when schools are open, where we walk physically through the buildings. But what we've got going on next week is what we call our Summer Prayer Blitz. And during our Summer Prayer Blitz, we go and we meet out in front of schools that we don't currently have walks in. And we just pray through a prayer focus, and we spend about 10 minutes in front of each school and just pray for God's favor to open up and for those schools to be willing to allow us to be in their schools in, you know, the time coming up. We're going to be praying in front of, 80 different schools in our area. And the way that we do this is that we have facilitators that head up between different areas, and they're in a different hub kind of thing, a different group. There's 3 to 4 schools. We meet at one, we get out of our cars, we go to the front of the school, we pray for about 10 minutes, we get in our cars, we head to the next school, we do the same thing. It takes about an hour of your time, and anybody can come and do this. And if you'd like to know where we're going to be praying, what day, what time, you can get a hold of us. And your best way is to head to our website, which is keepwatchprayer.org, keepwatchprayer.org, and we'll get you all set up with the schedule, tell you who you can contact so that you make sure they're on the same page and arrive at the same time as everybody else and go. But it's an exciting time, and usually we see about 70% of the schools that we pray in front of that open up for us to pray in within the next year or so. So it's an exciting time for us to go and sow some seeds for the coming years with Keep Watch.
Excellent. Well, we're excited. We're glad you guys with us. We miss you when you're not around, so it's nice to have you guys back with us. Hey, Vonda, thank you so much. We appreciate you joining us this morning. Thanks.
Thank you.